And I don't think the average assignment that we put out there to students most of the time is actually valuable in creating an adult that now has a skill they didn't have beforehand. Hey there, class kickers, and welcome to another edition of the Kick Some Class podcast, a show that's designed to help you, the educator, whether you are a newbie just starting out or an old grizzled veteran trying not to burn out. We're trying to help you kick some class in every area of life. If that means that we give you some tips, tricks, tutorials, conversations, and the occasional tweet response like this one to help you have a better impact in class, at home, and in life. So let's go ahead and jump right in to... So guys, this was a tweet that was not aimed at me that I just saw and wanted to reflect on for you because I think you can get some help out of it. But if you have something that you want to address right towards me, hit it with the hashtag KickSomeClass or at BaldSci, and that will get to me. So here we go. Heartbreaking. I'm just going to say that to start off. This is by Maddie B at Stoodle. And he said, today I had the thought that if I got COVID, at least I'd be able to stay home and to get these papers graded. And I really just don't know what to do with that thought. Well, you see, a lot of teachers are dealing with this idea of self-care right now. And it's a frustrating sort of fine line where we make these choices of what we do in our classroom and they have implications on us at home, like grading papers. We can't do it all during the school day. At least it's a challenge to sort of engineer your day and what you're doing to make sure you can get everything done so that you can set that boundary and go home. But Maddie, I just got to say, I'm so sorry you're going through this. It's horrendous. But there is not a teacher listening to this or alive that hasn't had a similar thought. You're not alone in this weird, messed up thoughts in your own head, right? About, hey, I wish I could just get sick so I could stay home and get caught up on work. Because every one of us knows when we're out of the classroom, it's actually more work to get plans ready to go back and reteach something that wasn't taught the way that we thought it was going to be, or to kind of clean up, right? You have to prepare more for somebody to be in your place than you do to actually show up, even if you're just sitting there, you know, medicated and partially comatose, right? So I kind of want to think through this for a minute, and I'm going to give you my opinion. Feel free to throw this out. There's a question that I think we need to ask ourselves across the board in education, in our policy, our practice, right? And that is, what actually am I trying to achieve? What's the end goal behind this choice that I'm about to make? And that could mean an activity in the classroom. It could be a homework assignment. It could be a writing assignment. And then, is it absolutely paramount the length that students take at home, right? And there's this idea that I keep kicking back and forth in my head that I basically had the same experience as a student that my parents did. My students have a very similar experience that I had because we have this single story of what education looks like. And until somebody can interrupt that story and give you an alternative, you will just do what you experienced, right? And I don't mean this in the sense of like, it's entirely negative, right? Because you have a good experience, you're going to try to replicate that. You have a bad experience, you might want to try to avoid it. But then there's all those neutral ones that we just think homework is a rite of passage. You know, I had homework and it was horrible and I didn't want to do it, but that's, now it's your turn, buddy, right? Like, rather than to think about what am I trying to achieve? What skills am I trying to build? What feedback am I going to be able to, you know, give my students? And what is it that they are going to get out of this? And if we really think about the end user, right, in mind, it should inform what we choose to do. And a long time ago, I kind of had this realization that I was punishing myself with 120 plus assignments to grade on the weekend with something that I didn't even find valuable for my students, but yet I felt I needed to put a grade in the book so that they would have some feedback. And I didn't realize at the time, grades aren't feedback. They really are not. A feedback is talking to somebody about the work that they did towards the goal, giving them constructive criticism, coaching, pointers, tips on improving that, so that they can do better the next time because they cared about what was there. There's a lot of pieces there. We put out there to students most of the time is actually valuable in creating an adult that now has a skill they didn't have beforehand. That's a tough thing, because if I don't believe that, then I need to come up with something that does help them develop a skill that's going to make them successful in whatever it is that they choose in life. They don't just need practice on the exact same thing that they did in class. Sometimes they do, but sometimes that means that I need to be giving them a real world connection and feedback that helps them develop their skills because they want to. And that's tough. And so if you're in this place, you know, like, hey, I just need some rest to catch up on grades, then, and this is not an accusation, but think through, are those grades valuable enough for you to want to get sick so that you can rest to do work? I agree with you. I don't know what to do with that thought either, except to give you my opinion, which wasn't asked for, and I'm okay if you just trash it. But I think there might be somebody out there listening that has this light bulb moment, goes, what the heck am I doing? This assignment wasn't really valuable. I've just been doing it. And so I can either tweak it to make it more valuable, or I could scrap it all together and replace it with something that is valuable and provide feedback that is valuable. Now, I haven't done this one in a long time, and I'll throw this out to you as an idea, and you can take it or leave it, of course, with anything else that's offered for free, right? Hopefully it's worth more than the price you paid to get it. But that is, a couple years ago, I had a student leave behind, I teach in the middle school, left behind one of those pumpkins after Halloween, the ones you run around and collect your candy in, right? So I actually took that pumpkin, and after I ate all the candy they left behind, because I mean, I'm not going to try to find the rightful owner of that. What happened was I started to do what I called pumpkin head quiz. And at first I graded them and then I scrapped it, as I took things that I thought the kids should have known after I went through this little mini unit, and I folded them up on little pieces of paper in a question conversation form, and I dropped them in the pumpkin head, and I called kids back one at a time, and they would reach in and they would pull out a question, and whatever they pulled out is what we talked about. And there's a couple things that I learned from this. Is number one, the kids absolutely hated it because it forced them to sit with an adult and to have a conversation about what they knew and didn't know. It was a little awkward, but it shouldn't be. We need to normalize this ability to talk to an adult about what they care about. Now, maybe they didn't care about ecology or whatever I was talking about, but to sit with an adult and to have a conversation about intellectual things in a mature way is certainly a skill that all these kids need, and they need practice at that. And the other thing was the critical thinking level for me that I got from my students. It allowed me to quickly reteach what I perceived they didn't know. It allowed me to put a little bit more pressure on them to, you know, be like, hey, I actually do want to care about this because I care about the relationship between the two of us. And those are the things that I think are valuable. So, you know, I think there are some shifts you can do. You can do this with anything. You can do it with like an empty coffee bucket. Throw some things in there and pull them out. And they don't have to be educational, right? Sit down with your kids and be like, just throw a goal in there about what they want in life or a character trait. And just sit down, pull it out. Kids are working on something else. You call one kid back. They pull something out and you have a quick conversation. I'm talking 1 minute, 2 minutes. Drop it back in. Boot them out of there. And then it's a great way to build a relationship. It's a great way to get some feedback on where they are, maybe reteach something, and then just connect with your students. We need to take care of ourselves, and sometimes taking care of ourselves means making different choices that put different pressures on us and develop different skills with the students. So I hope that helps you guys kick some class, and I will catch you in the next one.